जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य स्तोत्र षट श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य स्तोत्र षट श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री गुरु और गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 29 वर्स नंबर 11 एंड 12। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। पृथक् सत्रेण वामय्यम् पर्वयात्रा महोत्सवान् कारयेद् गीत नृत्याद्यैर् महाराज विभूतिभिः। पृथक् सत्रेण वामय्यम् पर्वयात्रा महोत्सवान् कारयेद् गीत नृत्याद्यैर् महाराज विभूतिभिः। पृथक् सत्रेण वामय्यम् पर्वयात्रा महोत्सवान् कारयेद् गीत नृत्याद्यैर् महाराज विभूतिभिः। सत्रेण वामय्यम् पर्वयात्रा महोत्सवम् कारयेद् गीत नृत्याद्यैर् महाराज विभूतिभिः। पृथक् सत्रेण वामय्यम् पर्वयात्रा महोत्सवान् कारयेद् गीत नृत्याद्यैर् महाराज विभूतिभिः। पृथग् एलोन सत्रेण इन असेंबली वा और मह्यम फॉर मी पर्व मंथली ऑब्जर्वेंसेस सच एज एकादशी यात्रा special gatherings mahotsavan and festivals karayet one should arrange to perform geeta with singing nrityadyay dancing and so on maharaja royal vibhutibih with signs of opulence। Translation by the humble disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Either alone or in public gatherings with singing, dancing and other exhibitions of royal opulence, one should arrange to celebrate those holy days, ceremonies and festivals set aside specially for my worship. Since there is no purport, we'll go on for this next verse. Mameva sarva bhuteshu bahir antar apavratam ikshetatmani chatmanam yathakam amalashayah. Translation: with a pure heart, one should see me, the supreme soul, within all beings and also within oneself, to be both unblemished by anything material and also present everywhere, both externally and internally, just like the omnipresent sky. There is a short purport, but very important line. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Lord has spoken the present verse to attract those who are inclined towards philosophical speculation and about the absolute truth. Such transcendental scholars searching for the ultimate unity will be attracted by the Lord's manifestation described here. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutvishe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'm trying to offer the Ganges water back to Mother Ganga. So many lectures I've heard from here, whatever I could hold on in my two palms, I'm trying to present. So just while reading the purport, we might have it might have registered like how, you know, the two shlokas, they are like two different sections are there, like this is a ending of one section and the beginning of another section. So we'll just once again read the translation so that we can experience the difference in the what is mentioned in the purport, that here onwards, verse 12 onwards, Krishna is trying to lure the jnani type people into the school of bhakti. So what was the 11th verse and what was the 12th verse? Once again we'll read. Either alone, this is the 11th verse, either alone or in public gatherings with singing, dancing and other exhibitions of royal opulence, one should arrange to celebrate those holy days, ceremonies and festivals set aside specially for my worship. In the next verses, with a pure heart, one should see me, the Supreme Soul, within all beings and also within oneself, to be both unblemished by anything material and also present everywhere, both externally and internally, just like the omnipresent sky. So two thoughts, they immediately came in my mind. The first thought that I came is how in Bhagavad Gita this shloka is there, Sankhya Yoga, पृथक बाला प्रवदन्ति प्रवदन्ति अविपश्चित दैट इज पीपल हु आर यू नो लिटिल less intelligence say that these two different paths lead to two different goals, but actually any one of the paths if we pursue, we get the result of both. But still, how then these two different paths are meant for two different people, and still Krishna is speaking Jnana Yoga in between while speaking in this chapter of Bhakti Yoga. And while I was reading this thought came that then where is the pure bhakti yoga that is mentioned? So while reading this, I got a thought of how this bhakti yoga is about, like, our process that is given to us is about reconciling or joining both head and heart together, and when we get connected with the spiritual master and his through his representatives, then we get to engage in activities, and these activities can be like kind of categorized into roughly two or three sections, or maybe more also, but mainly one set of activities is some activities that we like to do. And the other set of activities are the activities that which we are told to do, we are asked to do. And then there may be some activities which are in which we are duty bound to do. It comes in, like in circumstance or like that. So while engaging in devotional service in the yoga process, bhakti yoga process, we like it is. Means our consciousness is affected, it is lifted, it gets a lifting experience. So every time the first part, that is engaging the activities we like to do, this may dynamically change. And what as bhakti yogis we need to do is we have to ensure that like to do part of it is like the things, especially the morning program that is given by Srila Prabhupada, is like the direct core processes of bhakti yoga that is mentioned in these verses, in the 11th verse and the previous verses. So like chanting in association of devotees, participating in sankirtan and deity worship, and all the direct process given by Srila Prabhupada and as representatives. So the second, like I reflected that suddenly this is a chapter of Bhakti Yoga, and in verse 12 itself Krishna has started speaking, you know, like shlokas that will lure the Jnana Yogi. So and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says that how Jeev Goswami or someone says that how these verses from 12 onwards is giving a theoretical explanation of how the jnana, how we can envision the process of devotional service, how the jnana yogis can envision the process of devotional service and take to the process of devotional service. And the next four verses will be dealing with practical steps to be taken to practice these things that are given in theory form from verse 12 to 16. 12 to 16 is a theory part, and 17 onwards for next four verses is a practical aspect of how it can be practiced. But then he also says that from verse 8 to verse 11 are the verses that speak about direct devotional, the core processes, the higher process, and the verse 12 onwards is giving the is just getting people connected to the higher process. So I just looked back and saw that there are just three verses that describe about this core process in this entire chapter of Bhakti Yoga. Maybe one or two more verses towards the end. So I was just trying to reflect on what the Lord is speaking to us in these three verses. So especially we are feeling very grateful that Shatbhuj Prabhu gave that class on Saturday, so that we could actually reflect in this way. So in the verse, nine, the Lord is actually urging that the Lord is urging the devotees to experience Him and not be hasty while performing devotional activities. Means many times we are in a mood to finish our 16 rounds, or we are in a mood to finish our seva, or we are in a mood to means. That is the aspect that the Lord is directly saying in this shloka. He is asking us to experience Him. And at the same time, the purport, the explanation is there by the by Prabhupada's disciples, to not keep any attachment for our own satisfaction. We shouldn't be keeping any attachment for our own satisfaction. We should not be looking in like what I trying to get the juice of enjoyment by performing these devotional activities, and we should just absorb in serving the Lord in a proper way. Then the next verse says about how the Lord wants us to take shelter of the holy dham and the great exemplary activities of the devotees that they performed in that holy places. And this particular verse is specifically speaking on Nama Sankirtan, especially singing, dancing and other exhibitions of royal opulence. The Lord is asking that we all do this. So when I just reflect on my own like how I got hooked on to the process of given by Srila, how I came to this temple is many years ago in the hostel when Mukund Mala Prabhu, we were friends even before, in the sense we knew each other. So he used to invite me for the program, and it was a final semester. And the final semester, for one and a half years, he didn't specifically do this. But in the final semester, he said the exams are going on, so we have just started, doing a sankirtan in the room. So he invited me. So I thought, what happened? Suddenly, when there is no exams, you didn't do anything. When the exams is there, then what happened that you are calling? There is not enough time to study and revise. So then he urged me, and then I agreed. So once I went for the first day, and then I am usually a person who doesn't enjoy much, mixing with many people. So like ekant mein khush to. So but the power of that sankirtan is that it was just 8 to 10 boys. The power of that sankirtan is that something happened in which I felt I should go for second day also, third day. Without him calling, only I started going to his room, and I looked forward for it. Something mystical, and because of that impetus, then after the college, after graduating, then when he called again, I came here also for experiencing the Sankirtan festival here. So then it's the Sankirtan process that actually gave a lifting experience, whatever a person may be, introvert or extrovert, but in Sankirtan the That is a Yuga Dharma of this age, and it has a mystical effect, and especially the loud chanting, it kind of shakes up our, you know, all distracted mind, and you know, we have to hear the holy name, and we experience the holy name. So I also remember a story in my childhood days that my father, he had spoken it to me. He was reading out from a Malayalam magazine. But it's, the story is similar to the story of Brahman and Cobbler that we know, but it's slightly different in the sense it relates to my present situation. So this is a story in which Narada Muni is roaming around, and he met one tapasvi type person who is sitting in a very krichrena, in some yogic asanas, and then he is sitting like that for long years together, and his, to such an extent he is not moving also, and anthill has covered his body. So in a very difficult way he is performing this tapasya and all, and Narada Muni came to him and he asked him that, when will the Lord be pleased with me? So then Narada Muni said, I will inquire and find out. And on the way back to Vaikuntha, he also met on the way another one sadhu who is singing and dancing like this, given in this verse, nritya, and happy and joyful, blissful, loudly calling out the holy names, and he's roaming around. So he also offered obeisances to Narada Muni and started happily inquiring. He first of all expressed his great fortune about getting the audience of Narada Muni, and then he inquired again the same thing, that when will he be able to get the Lord's mercy, can you just inquire about me? So Narada Muni said okay. So when he went to Vaikuntha, the Lord told him that, or tell this fellow that, you know, after this many years, some amount, I don't remember, 4 or 10 years, whatever, and tell the happy devotee that you will take a long time, you know, as many number of leaves are there in this peepal tree. So tell like that. So slightly different story. So then what happened is, when he went and told this austere sadhu chanting the holy names only, but in a very difficult way, experiencing all the klesh, so then he told that what is in my memory, some 4 years or some number, it is something in this lifetime only, 4 years or 10 years, something, this many more years you will take. So this sadhu, he became very morose that so many years I already did, 4 more years more, and he was morose like that. And then Narada Muni went ahead, and then he met this happy devotee, and then he said, oh, did you inquire, you might be coming from Vaikuntha, so please tell me, what did the Lord say? Narada Muni said, oh, you are, it will take a long time. Actually, the Lord told me that this tree which is there in front of you, your house or your place, so Lord told that how much leaves are there in that tree, that many lifetimes it will take for you to come. So then this devotee, he became very happy. You know, after so many lifetimes, I'll actually meet my Lord face to face. He became very happy. So at that time, at that very moment, you know, the Lord kind of took this devotee back to Vaikuntha. Now, so this this is a situation. Actually, that devotee was actually in the spiritual realm only. It was like externally, yeah, his body, he has a body of the material world and all. So we also, just why I said that this story relates to me more, is because I am practicing devotional service, but if things are appearing to be difficult for me, that so many years I have chanted Hare Krishna, or there are so many troubles and tribulations and it is so troublesome, there are like so many expectations are there, it is not happening. So even if we are given the message that after, you know, it will just do it for some more years, we've become morose and we somehow pull on ourselves. But instead of that, if we are just in synchrony with the, you know, previous three verses, that is the process given by Srila Prabhupada to all of us. In fact, Srila Prabhupada loudly proclaimed that, you know, for us there is all day is holiday, like Prabhupada said, although it is a very bold statement, that every day is a holiday because nothing is kritrena for us, you know, everything is joyful, Krishna consciousness to be joyfully performed. So the secret of this, what I felt is that, it is not that, it is definitely, yeah, over a period of time, when something good is offered to us, then more is expected from us. So just, we have to continue following those things that, especially we have to focus on those things that gave us a lifting experience in our past and do it more, with more absorption. And that will make us, you know, like this second case, like this sadhu who is actually happy and dancing. Actually in South India there is no, although in the scriptures and all there is mention about dancing and chanting and being happy and blissful, but in practice it is always like sit and do bhajan, like that. So, but I specifically remember my father reading out this from the magazine. So, but it is very much applicable to us in the sense, many times we are also, although we are in the, Srila Prabhupada is glorified all over the world by great authorities, still sadhus present in India, that, you know, that he is a person who spread Naam Sankirtan, loud chanting of the holy names all over the world. And we have the fortune of staying in such a place, that is, he has established several Vrindavan outside Vrindavan, and we have the opportunity to, we are in the Vrindavan Dham, and we have to just kind of make a mental switch towards this. It is in fact even mentioned in the Bhagavatam, culminates with that shloka, you know, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanam Tam Namami Harim Param. So like all kinds of misgivings, all kinds of papa will be immediately vanquished by this chanting of the holy names. This chanting of the holy names is a yoga dharma for this age. And if we just take to the process sincerely, and if we continue it, then we will continue to experience the lifting experience. So because we are coming from a kind of the hostile culture, the competitive culture of the outside world, we have to compete with people in order to, achieve something in this material world, we have to put others down, or we have to compete with others. So that competition aspect, you know, what happens when we come and stay in a big family also, but what happens is that inner instinct of, you know, getting upset with, you know, our peers is very much there in our being. Sometimes, like, even if we just, it may not be a very, very, like, even if someone kind of, our nature is like this, that someone even if unusually stares at for a longer time, then we'll feel, why is this person staring, and we'll start feeling uncomfortable. So instead of doing all that, if we just engage our ourselves in the loud chanting of Harinam Sankirtan, the proof of the pudding is in eating. We will experience, experience our consciousness being lifted out from this competitive culture, and we will enter the realm of, having appreciation for devotees and, always seeing the positive and seeing that it comes as a natural thing. Otherwise, we have to inculcate this in an we have to put efforts definitely, but by lesser efforts or by hardly any efforts, just by participating in the Nama Sankirtan, all these good qualities will come into our heart, and we don't have to actually, suppose if I'm, dealing with any devotee, Mukund Malapuru is there here. So I don't have to think that, he's a devotee dedicated to the Supreme Lord, so he's the part and parcel of the Lord, so I'm serving him or I'm hearing from him. So instead of that, it comes naturally when you are in the happy process of always being part of the festive environment of the Lord. So I would also like to present something that I read in the four principles of balance given by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So the first point is place more emphasis on having loving Vaishnava relationships. See all interactions as a cry for love or an extension of love. So again, although this is four principles of balance, it is completely, the balance is shifted towards, completely in line with whatever Krishna wants us to do. So again, I was just thinking that this Nama Sankirtan is not just, it is actually Gurur Seva also, because Prabhupada and all the previous Acharyas and Lord Chaitanya himself has inaugurated this Nama Sankirtan. And if we miss out on this, then it is like one important limb we are not practicing. This is also Vaishnava Seva, because when we, engage in this, this is a medicine for us. If we are treated, then we can render service to the devotees and we can inspire. When we are inspired, we can inspire other devotees also to, kind of engage in this Nama Sankirtan. It is also Jeev Seva, because it is the process for getting them. How I myself got in the processes by this Nama Sankirtan process only. And yes, first of all, it is Swayam Seva. It is service to me myself, because it is the best service to me myself. So Sri Nam Prabhu confers in us the ability to hear his message. It is the mercy of Nam Prabhu that otherwise we may hear many classes, we may read many books also, but if we are not following the, the king of all process of devotional service, it is the highest and greatest and the most efficient way of serving Krishna in this day and age. So if we are missing out of that, then it becomes difficult. The whole process becomes difficult, as we heard the other day from Sadbuj Prabhu, that Ayendra Prabhu's pastime is there. How even deity worship is, all the limbs of devotional service is incomplete without Nam Sankirtan. And in fact, Nam Sankirtan alone can complete everything else. So only by the mercy of Nam Prabhu, Nam Prabhu is same as Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, only then can we, only by engaging in Nam Sankirtan, we can, that is the best way of pleasing Radha Gopinath Ji and, attracting His mercy on us. In fact, He is looking, when this soul will take to the process given by me in this day and age. So then to give the point in this emphasis given by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj here is that place more emphasis on having loving relationship, Vaishnava relationship. So, see all interactions as a cry for love or an extension of love. So, yeah, we are supposed to, you know, like love Krishna. George Harrison says in Krishna book foreword that, you know, all we need is love Krishna. And Prabhupada's pastime is there that how he called, this was in the later years, 1976 or 77, where he called the senior GBC members and he called for a meeting, and then he asked simply one thing, that whether you actually believe that Krishna exists, like that. Like, so then all the, because it was Prabhupada asking, so it was a loaded question, so they didn't say yes immediately. So how much our acts and thoughts is like in line with the thought that, you know, Radha Gopinath ji is here, looking at us, when will we actually, you know, love him, when we'll actually, you know, put our emotions to him, because we are putting our emotions to the people whom we cannot even see also. In the sense, like, we can see just the material body and we cannot even see the soul, but we are habituated and conditioned to deal with them as persons and not with the Lord as person. So the Lord is asking us, is waiting for us to connect with him that way. And when we actually connect with him by the process that is given by him only, so then we can actually, then actually our dealings with the Vaishnavas will be like, a cry for love or an extension of love. It becomes natural. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to practice all these things. It becomes kritchrena. So then next, second, third and fourth point I'll just mention. Go the extra mile to care for and protect women and children. The Bhagavatam mentions that when elders, brahmanas, cows, women and children are not protected, not only does the individual who does not protect them suffer, but the entire community suffers. Again, like, yes, everything manifests by the process of all the movement has expanded because of Nama Sankirtan only. And when we continue to engage in this Nama Sankirtan, we'll be empowered to actually live these instructions. And we'll also inspire people who will help us in, actually doing all these things, because we alone cannot do everything. So just if we engage in the core process, so it will be seva for ourselves and at the same time seva for everyone else and seva for the Lord. So third point is keep a healthy balance between spiritual and material life, but make sure the second supports the first. So again, it is a healthy balance that is given by four principles of balance given by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, but we have to ensure that the balance is tilted towards our spiritual life, whether we are doing it right or not. Just like nowadays I am practicing mridangam. So how much I should be focused on, you know, chanting the mantra properly and then playing the beats properly, otherwise I will end up playing the wrong note. So if we just be focused on whether we are following the main process that is given, remain loyal to Srila Prabhupada's movement, that is the fourth point, but do not be sectarian. We are to remain loyal to Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, but to respect all Vaishnavas. So again, this type of consciousness comes automatically, thus maturity and all develops. when we engage in the core process of Naam Sankirtan. And yeah, Naam Sankirtan, elsewhere in Prabhupada's purport, it's also mentioned that how chanting the glories means it's not just chanting the holy name, it's also chanting the Leela, Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything. So we read Prabhupada's books also, we read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but not missing out on the main process that is given, that is Nama Sankirtan, that is given in the 11th verse in this shloka. So I was listening to Maharaj's talk recently, and one of the devotees asked this question that during this Corona period, you know, what is Maharaj's advice on the outreach programs? How are we to do it? So then, like Maharaj again, he started with, you know, like we have to do our sadhana properly. We have to take care of the health, and then we have to introspect, and then finally, we have to, that way, the fourth step is the preaching program. So we have to engage in preaching programs according to our proclivities and our all the basis is sadhana, health and introspection in our own lives. Elsewhere, another one senior devotee also said this is the time we should be spending more time in doing like chanting in front, I mean spending doing devotional service in association, although we have to maintain the social distance. Like we did Naam Sankirtan yesterday, we did chanting together yesterday, maintaining social distance. So we have a temple hall here, and we have enough space to maintain social distance and at the same time engage in this loud chanting. So I was remembering again this process that is given by the process works, like the example of Dhruva Maharaj is there, that Dhruva Maharaj is like he had such a great desire to be to have a kingdom greater than Brahma also. So such high degree of passion for a 5-year-old child that he was determined to go to the forest and find out a path to meet Vishnu and get kingdom better than his grandfather. So good thing as for Dhruva Maharaj is that he was determined to follow the process. So the process is given to us, that is Prabhupada has given us the process of this whole Krishna consciousness, this thing. Only that we have to remain tuned into the process, and we have to always check whether we are following the correct process or not. And we have to, correct process is simple. The thing is that it is not a very difficult process, but at the same time it is not easy to do this. The mind will always keep complaining that you can do something else at this time, and that is also devotional service, this is also devotional service. But if we devote our time and show our sincerity and eagerness and desperation to connect with the Lord, whom we neglected for so many years, so then the Lord will kind of connect to us. And then I was also remembering one of the instructions Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave to his followers. He said that anyone who has spent 10 years in the movement, so not 10 years in the Brahmachari ashram, 10 years in the movement, for them he is specifically giving this instruction, is that we should pursue artha pravritti, that is we should pursue the real substance of devotional service, the sadhaka should not feel that anartha nivritti is the goal. Anartha nivritti is not the goal. Artha pravritti is the goal, that is engaging in hardcore devotional practices. Like if the Vaishnavas won't engage in the hardcore devotional practices, then the Sahajiyas and the Mayavadis will do. So we can see like even the West, I've never been to the West, but we know only Gaurvani Prabhu and Madhav Prabhu and many other stalwarts, Sri Prahlad Prabhu, stalwart Kirtaniyas, but we have heard that there are many other Kirtaniyas outside of the Vaishnava community. So Kirtan Yoga is a big thing in the West, and how people are taking to the Kirtan Yoga. But only if Vaishnavas practice to the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, will the people get connected to the process of devotional service and to the mission of the Lord. So therefore, how much, you know, like, and it is Swayam Seva first, that is, first, we ourselves are kind of struggling, swimming in the ocean, getting tossed by the waves and troubled by getting drowned and gasping out for air. But if we just serve ourselves, the best thing is if we engage in this powerful limb of devotional service, Nam Sankirtan, how much we will be benefited. So, just in two lines, I'll also say about Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is his appearance day today. So, he is glorified as the Vyasdev of Mahaprabhu's Leela. So, I just to connect with this verse, I just focus on one Leela, that is. The Lord's pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, it's not that it happened, 500 years ago and now it is not happening. This ISKCON, Prabhupada says so many times, is the manifestation of Lord's pastimes. We, like if we see in our own lives that we never planned to practice all these things. So we are getting the fortune to participate in Lord's pastime. So one of the pastime is in which Mahaprakash pastime, in which Mahaprakash Leela, where the Lord actually comes out and speaks and shows His own glories and demands, abhishek and glorious worship from His devotees only. So, I was just thinking, how if a person actually becomes eager to connect to Krishna, if a person actually is desperately trying to connect to Radha Gopinath Ji, then and he follows the process, he loudly, shamelessly, without any fear and this tries to chant the holy names and encourages that way. So then what the Lord does is that Lord uses that devotee to speak His own glory. So whatever we hear in this Bhagavatam classes, if we just we have the choice just to hear it and leave it like this, or we have the choice to connect with that Mahaprakash Leela that is happening, where the Lord is coming and revealing now through His devotees now what He wants us all to do. So it's my this opportunity, I will just pray to the Lord that for our own benefit and for the so that we can render some insignificant service in His movement, we can take to this process that He has given to us by chanting once Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. One important announcement for brahmachari of ISKCON Chowpatty.